Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019, and I'm joined by Tom Kelly of Panduit. Tom, appreciate you coming up and hanging out with us.
Thanks, Gary.
So I'm curious, are you having a good time at the show?
I am having a good time. This is my first ISE, and
somewhat
unexpected. It's really big.
It is a lot to take in. I was not prepared, even though they tried to prepare me for it. It's a sight to behold.
Yeah, I am in the same camp. I couldn't believe just how massive it is.
So tell me and the listeners a little bit about Panduit.
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to. Panduit's a privately held company founded in 1955, just outside of Chicago. Our primary focus is twofold. One, in our network infrastructure business, so that would be Layer 1 Ethernet connectivity and cable to run across an enterprise or a data center. And then we have a second portion of the business, which is more historic electrical business. That's where we got our start. But we've been in the datacom business for about 30 years, grown primarily organically throughout that time period into a complete line of everything that would touch Layer 1, basically.
Gotcha. And I hear there was a recent acquisition with Atlona.
Yep. We're real excited about that, Gary. That's about a month old. We were happy to welcome Atlona into the Panduit family. As we have seen, you know, we're very experienced with the convergence in the enterprise network. We've seen voice over IP and security come onto the enterprise network and run through the IT side of the business for some time. And about 2 to 3 years ago, we started seeing the capability to run AV signals over that same IP network, and it got us very interested in Pro AV as an adjacent market for us. And so throughout that 2 to 3 years, we've been kind of adjusting our strategy, looking for that right strategic partner on the AV side, and we've happy to announce the acquisition of Atlona into Panduit and really be able to have a set of offerings that we've never been able to have before.
Fantastic. So do you have anything else that is being debuted here at ISE?
Yeah, there's a lot of new innovative products on the Atlona side that they've brought here around collaboration and their velocity control system, as well as a video wall that has very innovative and easy to use controls and touch panels. So there's a full suite of products that are, to me, very new because I come more from that IT background. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've seen tremendous support from the customer base. The booth has been extremely crowded. A lot of buzz and excitement about how we're going to bring together our Layer 1 network expertise and their AV expertise to our customers' benefit. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't be happier with the turnout and the traffic we've seen and the interest from customers.
Great. So I'm curious, there's a lot of competition in this field. Mm-hmm. You just look around at the size of this place. You know, there's competition everywhere you look. What sets you apart from your competitors?
Yeah, sure. I think in this acquisition, you know, as I said, we come more from an IT perspective, and we spend a lot of time directly with IT end users and IT managers. And there's a lot of uncertainty and confusion. They've heard a little bit about AV over IP, but they're unsure of the impacts on its network. Mm-hmm. And so I think through our acquisition, we can speak not only to the current technology that's able to put AV on their network, but the implications of them actually doing that, to be able to study the bandwidth constraints. What happens when you run it in addition to across your LAN, but across your WAN? And I think our Layer 1 expertise tied with their product knowledge really gives the end user a trusted global partner who can deliver a system that meets their requirements without compromising their existing IT network. And so our end users have been very appreciative of the message we've already been taking to them in this area. And I think it's just the beginning of trying to make that customer comfortable with putting AV onto their IT network. Because of our expertise in the Layer 1 side, I think we're in a unique position that many others are not. To advocate the pros and cons and really provide them with a path to get what they need.
Yeah, I think you touched on some things that strike a chord with me personally. I'm an AV and broadcast engineer by trade. I work the School of Journalism for UNC, and you know, AV over IP, everybody's talking about it, but people like me are also worrying about it. You know, you want to be able to deliver to those other end users, but you also need to know what kind of an impact is this going to have and what are the things that I need to be thinking of. And anybody that says they already know all the answers to that, they're lying to you.
Yeah.
So to have a trusted name like Panduit that I could call up and describe my situation, my particular use case, and have you do those hard thought processes and help me understand, you know, so that I can then relay it to people. That's a big deal.
Yeah, no, and we're excited about it because our history is around doing a lot of product-based innovation. We have strong developments in thermal management in the data center space around aisle containment that you'd see in a large colo or web scale deployment. And so we do a lot of hands-on practical research, and we've already begun doing some of that on AV over IP, so we can discuss the impacts of that AV stream. What bandwidth does it take? What category requirements does it have? What, as an IT end user, what can you expect? And to try to take away some of that fear, uncertainty mm-hmm. around this new technology and making them feel like, yeah, I can do this. I've seen proof points. Here's an example. Here's a reference customer. Here's some white papers that go into that the bandwidth constraints that we think have been kind of lacking in the industry. The products have existed, but people haven't felt quite comfortable deploying them yet in mass amounts. And that's where we're going to help.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come up here and hang out with me. Very enlightening conversation. I hope you have a good time out on the floor for the rest of the show.
Thanks, Gary. I'm going to put some more miles in.
Well, good luck with that. And that does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear more podcasts like this and all of our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.